Welcome everyone. Today we are going to discuss laws, legislatures and taxes. Legislatures and taxes that control the functioning of hospitality and the service industry as a whole. License required for various operations in the hospitality sector. There, believe me, there are lots of licenses. Acts that govern the smooth functioning of the hotel. And the extent and implementation of the laws, legislature and taxes. You know, before you get into the structure, let me explain something to you. Every country has their own laws. Laws which govern hospitality industry, laws which govern tourism, laws which govern labor. And taxations are different from country to country. In India, laws are passed by the Parliament of India and enacted, and each state has got its own laws. Own requirement of hospitality. So it's a complex issue. We are not going to get into the entire laws, but we're going to get into the hospitality laws, a few of them. We'll talk about the important industrial associations, laws which are applicable, importance of those laws, important licenses required, some important legislation. Because you get into all the laws, it will become very difficult. The tax regulations, regulatory agencies, and labor laws. India is ranked 40th in the world tourism cities. It was 42nd in 2008. Tax rate in India for hospitality is around 20-30%. Whereas in the average of of the Asian countries is 5-7%. So we are at a disadvantage when it comes to taxes because, but naturally our hotels become expensive, more expensive than the hotels in Asia. So a price conscious customer would think twice coming to India when it comes to Asia. There is a requirement for having laws, taxes especially, streamlined. So with the advent of GST, the goods and services tax, there is some level of stability. VAT is also applicable in liquor. So there is some uniform rates which have come in, but they are yet very high. So that's the thing to it. There is a need for hospitality laws to be constant throughout the country. So when we talk about hospitality laws, we talk about the food safety laws. We talk about traveling and lodging industry laws. There are a wide range of laws. There's contract laws, there's labor laws. So they, and taxes need to be further rationalized so that India can become a budget-friendly place where people come in. Entertainment tax is also another tax which is there. So there are taxes which require to be regularized and made easy. Taxes need to be made easy. Easier, even after GST, it needs to be made easier. FHRAI is the Federation of Hotels and Restaurants Association of India. It is the governing body of hotels and restaurants in India. So what it does is we elect our own president. We are the governing body. So we are the link between the hotel and the organization and the government. We are the link between the organization and the tax regulations. So we are it's the apex body. Now, each region has its own association for the hospitality so that it can represent itself in region-wise. What does that do? That helps the concerns of each region to come into one fold. See, hospitality in India is not only chains of hotels. They are individual owners who own hotels. They are individual businesses which run restaurants. Now, all these restaurants and hotels cannot represent themselves to the government directly. So we need a governing body. For that, FHRAI was introduced. And then you needed regional governing bodies. Each state also has its own smaller bodies. So that adequate representation can happen to the government at large. See, tourism is a very vast environment. It touches every part of India. Because it touches every part of India, each state promotes its own tourist destinations. You need to represent yourself to the state. You need to represent yourself to the central body. You need funding for that. You need clout for that. And when you get into the association like FHRA, the clout automatically comes with it. And each region needs has its own priorities. India is a vast country. Each region has its own food also. Within each region, each state has its own food and own language also. So it's an interface in authority which we provided for ourselves between us as the hospitality industry, the political leadership, the academics, international associations, and other stakeholders. And FHRA, the body which is by the hospitality industry, for the hospitality industry, therefore it is, you know, a very selfish body. It's committed to promote and protect the interests of the hospitality industry. Important laws applicable to the industry. They are divided into three main sectors. So one sector is the construction and commissioning of the building. One is the operation, maintenance and management of the building. Then there are rules governing taxation, employment and other contractual regulations. Let's talk about legislation for construction and commissioning. There are laws for construction. You have to have a commercial land to build a hotel. You can't build it on a residential land. There has to be distances from various schools and other places, religious places. Otherwise, you won't get a liquor license and other types of licenses. Each state has its own incentives, signs its own MOUs. You need to take permission before you construct. You need to give a proper document. You need to get fire safety permissions. You need to get fire safety certifications before you start operating. When operating, you need police. Police has to give you permission. Adequate parking. You need to get fire permission. Fire compliance certification is there. You have to get food license. Yeah, thousands and one licenses. And each state has its own licensing. You have to take your license depending on your state to state. And you have to follow the rules of the state when it comes to that. The rules regarding taxations are there all throughout. Employment. Now again, employment. Now you have to adhere to the Minimum Wages Act. And every state, it specifies its own minimum wages. You cannot give more, less than that. Then there are rules for PF, ESIC, which you have to follow. You have to take a PF license, you have to take an ESIC license. There are rules for contractual labor. You have to take a license for contractual labor. To hire contractual labor, even the person giving you the contractual labor has to take a license. So licensing is very important. There are legislations for everything. Your employment, your employees, the working hours, there are rules for it. There are laws which protect the workplace health and safety. Workplace health and safety laws. Your fire law, your health insurance, your health laws, there are laws for it. Labor laws. Labor laws are very complicated laws. Working environment laws are there. Then there are laws for unions. There are laws for there are laws for minimum wages. There are laws for number of hours people can work. There is a law for health and safety of women after working hours. There are laws for night shift. Then you require hotel licenses for everything, entertainment. You require for restaurant different license, for liquor different license. So there are different types of taxes. Tax laws are also very complicated. Income tax you have to pay. Not only income tax of the company has to pay the company income tax, but company also has to ensure that it deducts tax at source for its employees. So taxes have to be paid. There's a value added tax which is there. There's goods and services tax. There's entertainment and amusement tax. There are thousands of taxes which complicate the matter. But the laws and tax laws are very important. Now, GST is applicable to service providers, right from transport operator to hospitality industry. Everyone collects tax from customers. You bill it to the customers, you collect the tax and you have to pay the government. You don't pay the government on time and you're evading taxes. You have to ensure you follow the laws and the procedures. Every activity done in a hotel where there is sale which happens is liable to be taxed. Either through entertainment tax or through GST or through VAT. But every activity done in a hotel is liable to be taxed at any given point of time. Now, as a hotel, your taxation also differs from category of hotel to category of hotel. So you got to get yourself categorized. You have to have certification. Hotel and Restaurant Association, HRACC, and classification committee is there to classify a hotel. This association they have guidelines for it. So for a resort hotel, you have certain guidelines, so you have to fulfill certain things, so you become a 5-star deluxe resort, this, that. For heritage, you have certain guidelines, you have to fulfill those guidelines. For 5-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, there's minimum, maximum requirement, size of rooms, everything is specified. So when building a hotel, you have to keep those specifications in mind. If you want to build a 5-star deluxe, you have to have the minimum specifications in your hotel, minimum services in your hotel. You have to build for those. Otherwise, you won't get that classification. With classification comes recognition. So classification is an important aspect. And taxation also is dependent on classification, especially the GST, and on rates, on rack rates, on different rates you charge. Then if you have a food service establishment, you're doing service of food, you need to have a license under FSSI, Food Safety and Standards Act. So you have to have those licenses in place. And everything is governed and regulated through the Food Federation Hotel and Restaurant Act, the FHRA, which is a self-regulatory body, but follows the rules of the government, and they are the ones who govern and do everything. They are the ones who run the committee, HRA committee, classification committee. So, for an HRA certification, you have to get a approval at the implementation stage, at the construction stage, that this is what you're going to get construct. What is the classification? Then once you start operating in the hotel fully operational, they will come and inspect. They will do assessment. They will do audits of your hotel. Then classify you under various categories. You can be classified under any category. You apply for a particular category, but you can be classified for under any category. And you have to go through the specifications of the category. Na? Like a 5-star deluxe hotel has to have a swimming pool, has to have a health center. You can't have a 5-star deluxe hotel without a swimming pool, without a health center. Has to have specified number of restaurants. The size of the room has to be minimum size, has to be so and so. This is minimum facilities which has to be provided. Over and above that, whatever you do is good. But that classification will only come once you do those minimum aspects. After you finish those minimum aspects, your standards of service are also same. And every 3 to 4 years, you have to renew your classification. You can lose your classification if you don't maintain and keep it properly. So it's very important to maintain and keep your classification also. A hotel classification allows you, first of all, a classification is a good thing for your customers. It tells you what type of, it tells them what type of hotel are they going into. What is the minimum barriers which they should expect? What is the value for their money they're getting? How much are they paying? No one is going to pay an exorbitant amount for a one-star classified property. So that is very important. So star categories in India is you get the 5-star deluxe category, you have the 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star. Then you have the heritage category, heritage grand, classic, and the basic. And each have different levels, different services which are minimum required for each. When you and different facilities which each has to provide. You have non-classified hotels also, but they don't get any benefits. Classification is important. Classification allows a hotel to get recognized by international travelers, by international travel agencies. It allows the hotel to function in a particular manner. It is a benchmark for them to sit with international standards. Then there are regulatory policies. Approval of the hotel at project stage and classification at project stage. You have to get those approvals at project stage. You are spending money building the hotel. You want to build a 5-star deluxe hotel. But you have not taken approval that this is the minimum thing which I am doing at project stage. Will I get a 5-star deluxe hotel? We may not give it to you if you don't get it at project stage. We give you a 5-star, we won't give you a deluxe category. After you complete your project, you need to get that reclassified so that you can advertise it. What you said you'll do at project stage, have you done it? Is your service up to the standard? So reclassification is very important. Then if you're a heritage hotel, you have to go through the guidelines of heritage hotels. Heritage hotels have different guidelines. Heritage hotel is a hotel created within a heritage structure. Heritage structure means it is minimum 100 years old, which can be classified as heritage. So that structure, what are the facilities you can provide within that structure? So there are different guidelines because the complexity of those hotels are different. What are the basic comforts which you are providing? So they don't get, you don't have a heritage 5-star deluxe. So you have to have those classifications, timeshare resorts. There are guidelines for that also. There are policies for timeshares. So that people are not made a fool of. Standalone restaurants have it, their own set of guidelines. Apartment hotels. Apartment hotel, what is an apartment hotel? Apartment hotel is an apartment within an hotel which is given to a person for a long staying guest. Maybe for 6 months, 8 months, 10 months. Companies take these for expat who are working in their hotels. It's a hotel, but it's an apartment. There's a kitchen, there's everything in there. But all the services of hotels are also available. Then there are guidelines and approvals for guest houses. I mean, there's nothing which you can create in India without following proper guidelines or getting approvals. I cannot have an eatery without a license, food license. If I have an eatery, even an eatery which does not have a food license, the government can at any time shut it down. I'll need a GST number. I have to have police permission. I have to follow fire regulations. I need a fire permission. The fire license has to be there. There are approvals for everything. Regulation is their entire industry, because even if it's an eatery, eatery is a place where food poisoning can happen. So I cannot function without a license from the food. FSSAI, I need a license. They will come inspect my kitchen at time to time. They will give me different rating as per my condition of my kitchen. And if I don't meet any of the conditions, they can shut me down at any point of time. Just happened recently. So it's very important. So food and safety. Food industry was governed Provision Prevention of Food Adulteration Act in 1952. But on September 2006, a new law was passed for food safety and standard bill was passed in the monsoon session, which was implemented on the 5th August 2011 after making rules. The Act, what does it cover? Activity throughout food distribution chains, from primary production through distribution to retail and catering. The Act gives the government powers to make regulations on matter of food safety and quality management. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, is the principal government authority responsible for preparing specific regulations under the FSSAI. So what does the FSSAI do? Comes and inspects your kitchen, checks for fire hazards, checks for roaches, checks for rodents, gives you ABCD grading, food grading. Then once you get graded, that gives you a license to manufacture and sell food. This Act consolidated everything under FSSAI. Earlier it was just anyone could do it. State governments were formulating their own acts. So there were too many authorities. Now it consolidated in one authority. They lay down the science. Even packaged food which you sell in buy of a market is governed under this Act. FSSAI certification is a must, otherwise people can't sell them. Even restaurants sell. They regulate manufacturing, storage, distribution, sale and import of food. They ensure availability of safe and wholesome food for human consumption. Coming to labor laws. Like I said earlier, labor laws are one of the most complex labor laws in India. They govern industrial relations, relations between the employer and employee. Laws are there in India governing working hours. 9-hour shift with a 1-hour break. 30 minutes minimum for lunch or dinner. 15 minutes each for tea breaks 2 times a day. The conditions of service. If you have more than so many employees, you have to have a cafeteria. You have to have a resting place. There's a conditions for employment. When does overtime start? How much overtime needs to be paid? Labors are categorized, skilled, unskilled labors. Then there are laws for women in the workplace. Empowerment of women, there's laws. Sexual harassment, there are laws. There are laws for laws for women working late at night, and in terms of how they are to be transported to and from their home. There are laws for everything. Industrial Dispute Act 1947. It governs all disputes. Basically, it governs all disputes between employers and employees. Employers and workmen, workmen and workmen. Anything or everything which are industrial disputes, disagreements, controversies between management and labor, respect to wages, working conditions, other employment matters or union recognition. So, apart from being the service industry, we also come under this Act. Because being a service industry, it is yet an industry which is producing. It produces food, it produces other things. So they are all covered under this. Laws governing deprived and disadvantaged sections. So there are laws for disabled people, for the society. Laws for social security. There are laws for labor welfare, for employment and training, and laws governing wages. So there is a law where you have a minimum set of requirements where you need to have create working condition and for disabled people. Corporate social responsibility law provides for provision for people hiring disabled people. No discrimination shall happen while hiring in terms of disabled and non-disabled people. There has to be a work environment created for them. There is a minimum in labor safety and labor security law, social security, which needs to be done. Like I said, if you have so many employees, you have to have a resting place. You have to have a cafeteria. Then there is welfare. They come under labor welfare laws. There is a law for training and employment. And the law for wages. The Minimum Wages Act. There's a Contractual Labor Act. And labor, depending on standard living from each state to state, costs different. In a nutshell, there are a lot of laws in India which govern the hospitality industry. There are a lot of regulations which need to be followed. And the hospitality industry is well served from FHRAI, and a lot of laws have been simplified over the years. There's a lot of more work to be done. And the industry is working towards it. I'd like to thank you anyway for your time. Thank you very much.